This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's Friday. There are a whole lot of new movies out there. Are any of them worth seeing? Here's our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new releases. Slate's Ben Williams has summary judgment.
Our first film this week is The Forgotten. It's a supernatural thriller starring Julianne Moore as a Brooklyn mother trying to find out what happened to the dead son she's sure she remembers, even though all traces of his existence have disappeared.
His daughter was on the same flight. He didn't remember her, but now he does. How do you explain that? How do you explain the people chasing us?
I'm telling you, this is a panic attack. You need help.
Most critics recommend you forget The Forgotten. It's a thriller of carefully cultivated murk, according to Entertainment Weekly, that's enigmatic in the worst sense, in that every explanation for what's going on holds less water than the last. The Dallas Observer says the mood veers from moving to thrilling to wildly silly, like a temperamental patient who has lost his meds, and grumpy reviewers seem to have lost theirs too. The ending is an elaborate cop-out, complains the Chicago Tribune. This is not so much the sixth sense as the sixth nonsense, says the Philadelphia Inquirer. As for Moore, her performance causes the New York Times to scoff that she has all the emotional commitment of a bored kid playing with a light switch. Our second film is First Daughter, starring Katie Holmes as a president's daughter frustrated by the media spotlight and security constraints that stop her from having fun.
You shouldn't do this.
Why not? It's a free country. I don't care what he says. Call out the National Guard. Nothing is stopping me from dancing with you tonight.
First Daughter arouses little critical sympathy for the plight of pampered presidential offspring. Has the soul of Paris Hilton hijacked Hollywood, moans the Philadelphia Inquirer, noting that 2004 has been glutted with teenage movie heroines who are either hereditary or civic royalty. The Chicago Tribune says the film's script is about as believable, edifying, and entertaining as the average political campaign ad, while Holmes looks pained by her dull role, according to Entertainment Weekly. Speaking of elections, concludes the Dallas Morning News, it seems time to vote this genre out of office. Finally, we have the limited release The Motorcycle Diaries, which chronicles the 24-year-old Ernesto Che Guevara's famous road trip across South America. The film is in Spanish with subtitles. The Motorcycle Diaries is beautifully shot and acted, almost everyone agrees. Y Tu Mama Tambien's Gael Garcia Bernal gives a breakthrough performance, playing Ernesto like a gathering storm, says Rolling Stone. But debate centres on whether the film's beatific, almost apolitical portrait sentimentalises the famous revolutionary. The New York Times praises a lyrical exploration of the sensations and perceptions from which a political understanding of the world emerges. But the Village Voice thinks the film is a lavishly illustrated rough guide to white liberal self-affirmation. And The New Yorker wonders if the movie could kick off a new trend for depictions of the fun-hunting years of history's most famous radicals. Look out for Trotsky, the frat house years.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.